Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Movies and books may be on your child's wish list for holiday gifts, so let's try to help you figure out what's worth it and what's not. I'm joined this morning by Betsy Bozdek. She is Common Sense Media's editorial director and head of ratings and reviews. Betsy, thanks for your time this morning.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
How do you rate movies and books?
Common Sense Media reviews all the different media we cover, books, movies, TV shows, from a perspective grounded in child development and research. We have worked with experts internally and externally to really look at what kids are ready for at different ages across the board. There's a lot of studies on that. Like, most kids can start telling the difference between fantasy and reality at a certain age and such. And we use that to determine our ratings age by age from 2 to 18, knowing that every kid and every family is different and every parent and caregiver can use the information that we provide to make the choice that's right for their family.
When folks go on to Common Sense Media's website, what are some of the things that they are going to see in the summaries of some of these materials? Let's take movies, for example.
Sure. What we do, what our reviewers do, who are all trained in our expert-driven rubric, is they evaluate all of the different content in a movie, from the, you know, perhaps the iffier stuff like violence or scariness or strong language, to the real positive aspects like messages and role models and educational value and diverse representations. And so we rate all of those on this 0 to 5 dot scale and then kind of wrap it all up into our age and star rating to give you a sense of what age this is appropriate for and just how good it is, because something can be appropriate for a 4-year-old and not worth their time.
What should parents watch out for that is likely to be popular over the holidays when it comes to movies?
Well, in terms of new stuff in theaters, you know, I think we're going to see some stuff that kids are really excited about. Wicked for Good is coming out. Utopia 2 is right after that. Those are probably going to be appropriate for tweens and up. I think younger kids are likely to want to see them as well. So that's a real know your kid situation. Similarly for Avatar 3, which is coming out around Christmas. And at the beginning of December, there's going to be Five Nights at Freddy's 2, which is a horror movie based on a video game, all of which are very scary. And we have rated the first movie of that and the games for teens. So that's going to be one where I think parents are going to want to know. It has like puppets in it, but they're kind of scary. So you're don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, this is for kids because it has puppets in it.
I'm kind of amazed that Five Nights at Freddy's is still around.
I know it. This is a franchise with legs.
Yeah, it never goes away. Is there anything that you highly recommend as far as movies, even those that people might be buying to put under the tree this year?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, we're in a world now where I guess, well, like some Gen Alpha and Gen Z kids are really into having physical media again, but I don't know that the littles are. They kind of watch it on the streaming services. But, you know, some of our favorite movies from earlier this year included Pixar's Elio. We really enjoyed Superman. So those will probably be available on different platforms. Bad Guys 2, How to Train Your Dragon. For slightly older kids, there's Downton Abbey, the grand finale, Freakier Friday. All of those are going to be great and probably available on Blu-ray or DVD for kids if they'd like to have that physical media experience. Of course, most kids still can't get enough of K-pop Demon Hunters either, but that's not on DVD.
So talk about K-pop Demon Hunters, because I'm sure that a lot of people have that on their kids' list. What do we need to know about that?
It is a super fun movie. It is, you know, it's, I've heard a lot of people calling it Netflix's Frozen, and it really does seem to be sort of having a similar impact on the pop culture at the moment. Like, I don't know in where, if you were out trick-or-treating, but where I was this year, it was just all K-pop all the time. And I think it's because it really mixes some, you know, thoughtful messages about friends supporting each other and learning to accept each other for who they are, with obviously really catchy songs and fun animation and just, you know, a lot of characters that kids are really enjoying.
Let's talk about books for kids that sure. either, you know, on their readers or if they want that physical copy. What are going to be some of the big hits for kids this Christmas?
Big hits. Well, everyone will be perhaps excited to know that there's a brand new Diary of a Wimpy Kid book out just now called Party Pooper. You know, people love, parents tend to love or hate those books. My son, who's 12, is a big fan and, you know, will keep reading them forever. So I think a lot of kids would be excited to get that if they love the others in the series. There's also another book in the world of Percy Jackson out right now. It's the second Nico D'Angelo spinoff adventure. It's called The Court of the Dead. And I think I just saw that the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, the Hunger Games prequel that was big earlier this year, I can't remember the exact release date, but they're putting out a gorgeous special edition for the holidays that has a really pretty cover and edging of pages. So that's a nice physical option if you have a kid who's interested in that series. We also have a bunch of picture books we like around this time of year. Some new ones out. There's a Night Owl's Little Christmas is a picture book for some younger kids, and The 13th Day of Christmas are two newer titles. There's a bestseller that we love perennially called Goodbye Autumn, Hello Winter. That's a nice transition from the seasons. And let's see what else. Oh, another good sequel that's out is one called The Poisoned King, which is the sequel to Impossible Creatures, which was a huge hit and really good. And let's see, on the teen side, there's some romance ones out, one called Fake Skating. Everyone loves these like winter themed romances for teens. And a novella in the popular Belladonna series called Holly, a Belladonna novella that's all about Christmas.
When a parent does go on your site to look at the book reviews, maybe compared to the movie reviews, what are some of the things that they're going to be able to find out about that book?
Sure. We use the same rubric for all of the media we review. And so they're kind of looking at the same stuff. We're looking at, you know, violence and scariness, strong language, you know, spicy content, sex, romance, and nudity, whether there's product placement, substance use, as well as the positive sides of messages, diverse representations, role models, and educational value. You know, in books, you can have the reading something is different than seeing it. So sometimes things that if you read them, like, you know, Hunger Games is a good example because some of that stuff is obviously extremely graphic, but it's gets the books probably get a slightly younger rating than the movies because of the experience of consuming the media is different.
Well, Betsy, thank you so much to you and your staff for reading and viewing all of this to help parents out every year.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.